We are Si and Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Coastal News, a home and away podcast. First look, your gaze, as we're now calling it, from last week, into the week ahead of Home and Away. Yesterday was your Saturday main episode of all the action last week, and there was some action. Go back and listen to that if you haven't yet. This is your look ahead, and I'm joined, as always, by Sophie. How are you doing this evening, Sophie? You okay?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Are you looking forward to finding out if Dana dies?
It's all I thought about all weekend.
Will Madden be caught?
You know when you don't really want a bad guy to be caught, but you kind of do? It's like one of them. I really like the character, even though we're not supposed to like him. He's a good buddy.
Yeah, and I want him to do a bit more of his sort of pantomime threats for a bit longer.
Yeah, quite and like his sneers and his little, little looks, like his little facial expressions. I love it. Yeah.
And I want Dumber, his sidekick, to pay for his incompetence. Yeah, I want all that. Should we find out if we're gonna get it?
Yeah.
Before that though, we need an episode number.
Okay.
You're really thinking.
I actually am kind of confident because I think I can remember. God, I shouldn't say this. I think I can
breaking the fourth wall as well. We are recording this ahead. So if I was in your shoes, I wouldn't be confident.
Well, I only recently watched the last episode online.
Okay, got you. Understood.
So I'm just trying to remember what that was. And I think it was 8116, which makes the next one 8117.
Well done. Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes. Yes, I did kind of cheat because I did watch it online. I remember typing in Home and Away 8116. So there we go.
Yeah. Madden's going to be after you now. You have to be careful. Right. Cash embarks on a rescue mission. I told you that.
Well, you'd tracing hope that so. Number. He's tracing. Oh my God, record time. But is this guy, this is the other thing I got a question about this. You know, this other guy that doesn't have a name, I don't think, that's now keeping her hostage, and you know, the one that got knocked out with the chair. Was that phone that she phoned Harper on, was that his phone? And is he really a cop? Like, phone in the system? Is it in the police database? You know, is it a burner phone?
Very good questions. We don't know any of the answers, do we? Don't know. Who is he? Is he a cop? And what phone has been used? Don't know.
You know when he was passed out on the floor and she was rifling through his bag? I think she was looking for a date of birth so she could try and guess his PIN code or something, wasn't she? She was looking at his ID and stuff.
That's right,
She did pull out like a police officer's badge, but she was so quick with it that I couldn't actually see what it was.
Yeah, or a name or anything.
Or if it was his, you know, he could have stole it. If he's a real baddie, he could have stole it off someone else he's killed. You know, who is he? It's been driving me mad.
Yeah, Constable Cash, Senior Constable Cash Newman's ID or something. Yeah. You're right. You're trying to frame somebody else. And also, I'm intrigued. I mean, we'll read ahead, but I'm intrigued as to where Ollie fits into all this.
Oh, so many questions about Ollie.
Because at first I thought that might have been Ollie.
Oh, yeah. But then Harper would have recognised him.
Yeah,
because he was sat in the diner, wasn't he, listening over his shoulder? Because that's when he heard Cash say anti-corruption, and he texted Madden, didn't he? We're out of time, and that's how Madden knew about that interview.
Yeah.
So she'd have seen him, wouldn't she?
That's it. That was quickly shot down. That theory. Mm. Dana's life hangs by a thread. I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cash's rescue mission isn't gone well then.
But her life wasn't hanging by a thread last time we saw her though. Does this mean literally hanging by? Has he done something to her now?
Like, are they too late arriving to rescue her type thing?
Yeah.
Has he injected her?
Because she was still sat on the chair while they were like shouting at each other last time, wasn't she? I think. Mm. Okay.
Hangs by a thread says to me she's back, she's at the hospital. And
yes.
They're resuscitating or something or other. Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah.
Madden enacts a deadly plan.
Oh, that's after the thread thing. So is he having revenge on?
Yeah.
Revenge on Cash? I don't know. Who could that be? If Dana's life is hanging by a thread, and then Madden enacts a deadly plan, unless it is just the final steps to kill Dana.
Possibly, yeah. Maybe if he's on the run, maybe can he get in the hospital and do something?
Good. Yeah, maybe.
Rose has a truth bomb for Irene. What?
Truth bomb. Is it that she's gonna get charged?
In trouble. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
What could else be, could or... it be?
Could be a bomb. don't rest on your laurels.
Oh no. It's only grenade. Been a week since the last one.
Grenade through the window.
Oh no. Well, it's gotta be that. It's got, because what else have they not had any other scenes, have they? Apart from in the cop shop. They've not been there's nothing going on between Irene and Rose, is there?
Yeah, it's gonna be, you know, now all that's died off. We need to come and let you know that you were harbouring a criminal and you knew about it. You didn't report it. And
she's going to get the old interview under caution thing, isn't she?
Yeah. Flipping mad, doll. Can Marilyn repair things with Rue?
No.
No, it doesn't look. I think it's going to be a difficult, long road ahead, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think I was saying yesterday, I think they'll get there eventually, but I thought how we get there is going to be both painful and entertaining.
Excruciating. I'm going to be fast forwarding. I'm going to be relying on you.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Okay, thanks for the heads up. Marley wins hearts at a hen's night.
A hen's night? Someone's getting married.
Is it a random hen's night coming through the bay? Oh, is he going to cheat on her?
Oh, no.
What? Is Marley wins hearts at a hen's night?
I don't really understand that, to be honest. I don't get it.
Bit left field, really.
Yeah.
Away up. Is Irene heading to prison?
No, not again. She won't last.
Oh, I hope she goes into Bargain Booze on the way.
I hope she goes to Wentworth.
Cali Wines.
No.
It's going to be good, though.
We're going to get another mugshot with the board with the name on it.
Which is all going to be so good. Honestly, just enjoy it.
I've got the old one on my phone. You know, in my camera roll's just full of crap, isn't it? My camera roll's full of absolute crap. I've got that picture of Irene with the old mugshot from the Angie Russell murder.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when she's got the bob cut.
Yes, and she's holding up the thing with her name on and like
the infamous mugshot. Yeah. Rue gives Marilyn false hope. Something else should be forwarding.
So maybe we can be friends in the future. Actually not.
Well, look at this though. Now this is going to infuriate you because the next line in the next episode is Rue turns the tables.
What? How?
So is she playing with her? You know, with Marilyn.
Turns the tables. Oh no. I'm coming for you, Rue. Coming for you.
That bomb didn't finish you, but I will.
You know, when she's going along on the stroller with doing the, you know, she's walking along with the stroller in hospital, I'd be behind her, like kicking her ankles. Oh, sorry.
Sneaking in at night, loosening the screws on the wheels.
Yes. I would. I'm sorry, Rue, but no, I'm not watching that because you just get a rant from me on the pod. You don't want another rant, do you?
So, I do.
No, you don't.
I love a rant of you. I'm sitting here trying not to die laughing.
I'm not watching it, and then I won't be all like, rah, rah, and everyone's like, oh, bloody hell, turn her off.
Dear. Cash receives big news.
He's won the lottery. He's going to buy some land in New Zealand.
Someone's knocking at the door.
You've won the postcode lottery. And you're all moving to New Zealand to live in a caravan.
Doesn't say if it's good or bad news, though, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Big news.
Big news.
You've finally been suspended pending investigation. Finally.
Big news. But for Summer Bay, you know, for these cryptic clues sometimes on the synopsis, sometimes the big news is like nothing and you're like, is that it?
The autumn pumpkin spice latte is in at the diner.
That's just news. Oh dear.
Felicity is floored by Tani's truth.
So he's been lying again. Okay, so you know, yesterday on the pod I was saying, okay, we keep saying that Flick's telling lies, or lies by omission, keeping secrets, but Tane wandered off to New Zealand and looked around properties without telling her. What else has he done then? Because we're constantly pointing the fingers at Flick, but I think there's some evidence that Tane is being deceptive here.
Yeah, you've opened my eyes to that. It's the two-way street, isn't it?
He wasn't like this before, though, was he?
Maybe he's just had enough.
Yeah,
you know, maybe. Is that enough for just being a mug?
Oh, it could be that then. It could be just an emotional truth, like I'm fed up of you, XYZ.
Yeah.
Rather than I've been doing a secret thing, it could be I'm, you know, just got to the point where I'm just going to blow my top and tell you that I'm really fed up with you. It could be that, couldn't it? Yeah.
It could be, or you know, it could be related to this land purchase somehow. I don't know how it would be, but it could be something to do with that, like. Actually, I already bought it, and I'm lying to you, so, you know, I don't know. Where they've got the millions that they're going to need to buy something like that, I don't know.
Well, apparently the Farnu have put the deposit down for them.
Well.
Wow.
Good. Thank you, Farnu.
Right,
Cash grapples with an uncertain future. There you go. He's in trouble, isn't he?
Oh, shit. Dirty Cash.
I think he should be in trouble. I want to see it. I think it needs to happen. He does way too many things against the book.
Technically, he should be going to prison.
Yeah, he should, like the rest of them. Shouldn't all just be on Irene? Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that weird noise just happened again.
It was me, sorry.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, well, now we know what the noise is.
What was it?
I accidentally hit my hand on the fan.
Then that was the ghost noise that was on the podcast 3 weeks ago.
Oh, we know what it is now. It was me all along.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't had a glass of wine today, so my ears are okay.
Okay. And then finally, last line of the week, Dana receives good news. A lot of news going around. Coastal News must be busy. Dana receives good news. Charges dropped.
Yeah, but then if Dana's getting good news and Cash is getting bad news, that's not fair, is it?
Cash is getting big news.
But then what was it about the future?
Uncertain.
So it sounds like his career's in jeopardy, but Dana is getting off scot-free. Technically, oh, I don't know, isn't she perverting the course of justice? I know she's not done the crime that they think she did. She hasn't stole the drugs, but she's not blameless. She went on the run. It's perverting the course of justice, which is essentially what Irene and Harper and Kat, they're all guilty of it. Cash is guilty of it as well. So if Cash gets done and Dana doesn't, that seems a bit odd.
It does, doesn't it? Do you know what, Sophie? You'll have to watch to find out. Don't miss it.
No, I will not.